3663.
A broad, a mother, and a slasher. What do they have in common? Stay tuned, and I'll explain a couple hours from now on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you on a Nail the Score show. That's in our third hour, so get ready to maybe win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is correctly nail the score. Here's what we do in case you haven't heard of the contest. The game of the week is chosen by our gigantic computer at the mothership in Minneapolis. And once the game is announced, you call in, you say who's going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. So like I said, you don't have to analyze the teams. You just have to yell out a score. 27-7, 24-0, 48-10, I don't know. Whatever score you choose and whatever team you like. It's kind of like the lottery. I know I use this analogy a lot, but you don't even have to pay a dollar for it. It's free. And if you win, an incredible prize. I keep telling you some of the same things that are in there, but let's just say if you like to eat, there's going to be a ton of gift certificates to restaurants across the country. Plus, if you like to talk, free brand new cell phone. And if you like sports, there's a special surprise in there as well. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give that one up. So on this show, some of the other things that we're going to talk about as well, charging for content. Would you pay over $200 a year to read your local newspaper? So not getting the hard copy, just going to the internet and reading all of the special content for that amount of money. There are a lot of people that think it's a possibility. Rupert Murdoch, for one, and so he wants some of that cha-ching factor, and I wonder if it's going to blow up in his face or not, because I say that most people will still try to find the free sites unless they are just hooked into whatever the newspaper or source is, okay? And as for the president, worst poll numbers in years. The ratings keep dropping on Obama, and what would the reasons be for this? Well, of course, Afghanistan in flux as to what's going to happen with the troop levels. Also, being in the election, of course, now there's got to be a runoff. Who's going to ultimately be the president of Afghanistan? Although you can't necessarily pin that on Obama, but lying in wait on Afghanistan while some of our troops are continue to be in harm's way without the extra support they need, because really they do need those boots on the ground, I think that's a little scary. And I don't think they're going to get them until the beginning of the year, if in fact it happens. And of course, we're talking about some pretty big, sizable numbers, but nothing's going to happen now. It's all been iced, at least until after November 7th. We're going to let you hear what Hamid Karzai says about the runoff election, and was he pressured to say, okay, I'm going to go for the runoff or not? Also, unemployment numbers, the devaluation of the dollar, obviously, the dissatisfaction over the stimulus, the bailouts, I think, were pretty negative on the new administration. So there are lots of reasons why Obama could be seeing some of the poll ratings that he's seen. But I'm going to dive right into the numbers now at the top. So the decline in popularity since July has been the steepest. Are you ready for this? Of any president at the same stage of his first term for more than 50 years. Now, I was surprised at that, and this is why I led this hour off with it. Gallup records an average daily approval rating of 53% for Obama for the third quarter of the year. Now, you want to compare the number. That's a giant dip from the 62% he had back in April. His current approval rating just above the level that would make re-election, are you listening to me, an uphill struggle. That is music to the ears of the GOP, and pretty close to the bottom for a newly elected president. And naturally, the numbers would slide a little bit because he had a big approval rating when he first went into the White House. Obama had a 78% approval rating, which, again, is a huge number. But this is pretty bleak news, as certainly the people around the president want to see a reelection. They want four more years. Always follow that trail. I always say follow the trail of the money, and the same could be said for the presidency. Follow the trail of the money. the people who want to continue to do their jobs, the White House directors and communications directors and spokespeople, as long as they keep carrying on into the next administration, that's exactly what they're playing for. They're playing for 8 years in the White House. So the dominant political focus for Obama in the third quarter was the push for health care reform, including the big-time TV address to Congress, remember, in September. So this vote on health care legislation, which Obama was hoping for, remember, back before the August break, but, of course, that goal was missed. Then you had people in Congress who were not happy that they had these angry constituents at these town hall meetings. Then you see the unemployment numbers continue to climb, really 10%, almost 10% across the nation. You could argue it's really a little bit over that because of the underemployed folks around the country. You might be listening, and you might be one of them, in fact. Every day I meet somebody who is at least underemployed or not employed at all. And not for lack of trying, not because, oh, thank goodness they extended the benefits because, geez, they're so good. I can just coast in my Rolls Royce. Of course not. And there's just not a lot of jobs to be had. You read the stories. Stories where there are jobs for less than minimum wage or barely minimum wage or maybe a dollar or two more over minimum wage, and they'll get, in many cases, 400 to 500 people applying for one job. So you can see why the numbers would dip. It's always, always going to come back to money and to people's circumstances, I think, in life. And I also believe Afghanistan does play a role in this. I really think this. You know, it's interesting because you had a big speech in New Jersey the other night in Hackensack, and it was the governor of New Jersey. You could say, well, who cares about the governor of New Jersey? Well, this is why you should care, because John Corzine, who's the man in charge there, right, he used to be a big-time Wall Streeter. He was a former Goldman Sachs guy and, of course, multimillionaire, and he's running pretty much even in New Jersey, and that's big-time Democrat territory, right? So in giving the speech, what he's seeing and what he was trying to tell the people in New Jersey is that he was urging them to cast aside their cynical views and skeptical views and, you know, talk about Americans that really want leadership to do what's right and what's hard and that they should be rewarded and not rejected. And, of course, what he did is that he accused Obama of failing to give Americans troops, which we keep screaming about, on the ground, a clear mission or any kind of a defined goal. And he said it, of seemingly being afraid to make a decision about Afghanistan. You cannot play this half-on, half-off game because the guys and the women in the field are in danger. They're the ones that are, you know, out there. Bottom line, right? And Dick Cheney, by the way, echoed the same things. In fact, a much more blistering speech by Cheney about Afghanistan. And, of course, he's saying that you're not getting the right kind of signals in Washington, nothing but indecision. But bad poll numbers, what does it mean? We'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show. But coming up next, we're going to talk to terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, the Rear Admiral in charge of Guantanamo says we can still make this deadline of closing Gitmo by January 22nd. All I need is the executive order, and it's game on big time between those who think Gitmo should be closed, those who think it shouldn't be closed, and more importantly, more involved in that is what to do with the terror suspects, the over 220 terror suspects that are at Gitmo. So many of the families who lost family members in 9/11 are furious at the thought of trials in the United States. And we've been talking about it a lot here, obviously, on America Tonight. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, just terrific with information. We love to have him on the show. It's always such a pleasure. And, of course, he's the man behind the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. Jeff, I know you're on the road, so, again, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure.
Tell us, again, I was just mentioning Gitmo and the Rear Admiral saying, hey, no problem, I can, you know, get everybody on planes, get them off here, get them on the boats and where they need to go, and this is nothing. Give me 10 days and we're ready to roll. In your opinion, do you think that come January 22nd, Gitmo is going to be vacant?
No, it's not going to happen. The Congress is already considering another bill right now to require the president to jump through a whole bunch of hoops if he wants to transfer even one person into the United States. And Congress has the power of the purse, so they're not voting any money. As you know, Congress recently, a couple of months ago, voted 90-6 to not give the president money to close down Gitmo, because the president, as the commander-in-chief, can say close it down, but he needs the money to actually, you know, create a new facility and to carry out what he wants to do. And plus, just the propaganda aspect here, again, is, you know, why are we closing Gitmo again, Mr. President? What are we apologizing for? These people incinerated 3,000 individuals here in our country. We're at war. You tell us that we're at war, although you won't use the term war on terror, but you're killing and detaining al-Qaeda members every day, but now you're detaining them in Bagram Air Force Base. The propaganda message is that we are apologizing for being at war with these vicious murderers, and I think he's caught up in his own propaganda when he announced after 2 days in office that he was going to close Gitmo. It's the wrong signal. And plus, under the Geneva Convention, Article 97 of the Third Geneva Convention specifically says that the detainees, prisoners of war, shall not in any case be transferred to penitentiaries, establishments to undergo disciplinary punishment therein. So if he does send these people into the United States, into a penitentiary, he's violating the Geneva Convention, because that's the theory by which we are holding these people, is that they are enemy combatants. You can't send them to a penitentiary.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Even in talking about what would happen if they did go there, but like you say, they can't. If that did happen, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, was adamant in saying, listen, I don't care what you, in trying to do this, I don't care what you think you're doing. It would be ridiculous anyway, because it would radicalize so many of the other prisoners. And then what happens is people shoot back and say, well, you know, that's not true, because they would obviously be separated. But from what I understand about that, yes, absolutely, you would see, I don't want to say an uprising in the prison, but an uprising in people leaving the prison who become radicalized, like the director says. Is that right?
No. I mean, the whole point is the theory by which you're detaining these people is not that they're common criminals. They're enemy combatants.
Yeah.
And if you're putting them in another facility in the United States, why are you doing that? Why are you paying taxpayer dollars? The criticism is still going to be the same, that you're detaining them without trying them, that you're violating the law. Of course, we're not violating the law, because we're using law of war. In fact, we've only got about 70 of these people, and what's left at Gitmo right now is the worst of the worst. I've been there. I mean, they will throw feces and urine in your face. They are not saying that we didn't do it. They're saying, yeah, we're Al-Qaeda, we're going to kill you. But about 70 of them, we have charges that we want to bring via military commissions, but the other 100-plus, we don't have enough evidence to charge them with a crime. The reason we're holding them is because they're enemy combatants, and we don't want them to rejoin enemy forces, and we're allowed to do that under the law of war. So if we bring them to the United States, they're going to quickly get a hold of lawyers, and they're going to say, you know, under domestic criminal law, you can't hold us without charging us with a crime, and they're going to raise all sorts of legal issues that we really don't want to address at this stage. We need to keep them where they are, or transfer them to Bagram Air Force Base, perhaps, where they can be confined there with the other Al-Qaeda members.
Yeah, boy, that makes a lot of sense, which is probably why it won't happen. Speaking of going to Gitmo, saying that you were there, when were you last there, and what did you see? What was it like?
I was last there, excuse me, on October the 31st of last year, so almost a year ago. But, you know, what you see down there, again, is most of the folks are confined in the maximum security facility down there because they refuse to follow any rules. Every day, literally every day, these folks are throwing urine and feces in the faces of our guards, or attempting to do so. I saw it personally. And yet the news media never reports that. What they're trying to do is get one of the guards to hit them, because that would be on the front page of the New York Times every day, all day long, that we're abusing prisoners. They're going on these phony hunger strikes. And of course the commandant down there is force feeding them so they won't die. But they're using this as a propaganda effort. They know exactly how to use the media to their own benefit to paint us as the bad guys. And when they get this, you know, we have a president that says, yeah, we are the bad guys and we have tortured people, or whatever he wants to say, by waterboarding, which is not true. We need to close Gitmo. And oh, by the way, waterboarding never occurred at Gitmo, Mr. President. It occurred at CIA locations on three individuals away from Gitmo.
Yeah, excellent, excellent point. Jeff, in talking about Gitmo, and as you mentioned, of course, the money has to come from Congress. And now you're seeing these national campaigns, people from the music business saying, like Pearl Jam, saying that you have to close this down because it's to the torture base and it makes us look bad. And, you know, they played loud rock music. And this is how the angle came about of using some well-known musicians. And there's some actors getting involved and whatnot. So there's a huge propaganda push on the other side to lobby Congress, and it's, they're telling Americans, call your congresspeople, call them up, get there on the Hill and tell them they need to close Guantanamo. It's torture. It's, you know, all this other sort of stuff. And they're pumping a ton of money into it. I personally think that there's enough blowback for many in the United States who don't want anything to do with it, that it's not going to amount to much. But it is, again, they're trying to pressure, you know, the people on the Hill, and we know that Congress does respond to their constituents. I guess the should people still call and complain if they don't even dare go there, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, the music stuff and all the interrogation techniques that were used at Gitmo, that was years ago. This is old news. They don't do that anymore. The situation right now at Gitmo is that we've restrained ourselves to the point where we cannot engage in quote-unquote degrading or humiliating treatment. What we've translated that to be in the day-to-day process, which occurs in Gitmo and has occurred for some time since 2006, is, for example, if I want to take the Koran and hand it to a detainee, I cannot do that because that's degrading and humiliating when my infidel hand touches it. If we want to interrogate somebody at Gitmo, we have to ask their permission. We cannot interrogate them unless we ask Mother, may I? If they say no, that's it. So it's a joke. We absolutely have no way to get any type of intelligence. Of course, you know, the folks that have been down there probably don't have any intelligence left to give. But, you know, we've hamstrung ourselves to the point that it's ludicrous. And this propaganda that's being put out by the far left is essentially being given credibility by the president when he says that we need to close it down. You know, there's no reason to close it down. We're at war, and we have the right to detain them until the war's over. And I don't see these same voices saying close down Bagram Air Force Base, where that facility, that detention facility in Afghanistan, is full to the brim with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Al Qaeda individuals. But you don't see people, you know, screaming that they need to be released and that we're torturing them over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, boy. Some great points. It's always fun to have you on the show, and I think you're right. I think I needed your reassurance that there was no chance of this happening on the 22nd, and I don't think it will happen. I'd be surprised if Congress flipped the other way, wouldn't you?
No, it's not going to happen because no congressman, when you got the Democrat Party voting 90-6 in the last couple of months to deny any type of funding, and right now they're trying to craft a new bill, which essentially is going to hamstring the president whenever he wants to, you know, to try to release these people. It's naive. I mean, 2 days in office and he announces I'm going to close Gitmo, and then he announces that now I'm going to study what I just did. I mean, a leader does your study first and then you make a decision. And that's what we need in terms of what's happening in Afghanistan. We're still at war and we need some
strong,
definitive leadership.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeff, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road. We appreciate it. Coming up next, Odds and Ends on ATN.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away.
You're locked and loaded into America tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great week. We are starting to get closer to the finish line. It's almost the weekend. And the question still is big and bad and lurks across the United States: to get the swine flu shot or not. And then if you can find it, because if you decide you want it, in a lot of cases you can't find it. There's not enough of it right now. So here's the deal. The swine flu is widespread throughout the country. The virus is causing more illness now than any other time. That was expected when it first cropped up in April. And people from 5 to 64 in that age range, that pretty much falls into the category of a lot of people. There have been many more flu-related hospitalizations in the last 6 weeks, as there usually are, they say, in the entire flu season. Now, these are statistics from the CDC flu. Earlier this week, we had Dr. Lenny Horowitz on, Harvard educated, wrote 16 books, and said, do not get this vaccine. It is loaded with horrible crap. You do not want to get near it. For most people, the H1N1 or swine flu is a mild illness. In fact, for some, very mild, because there are cases without symptoms, and you know that's what's happening. Millions of Americans might have been infected, but it's a question of how badly you're infected, what else is going on, I think, in your body. So besides the swine flu, I guess about 1 in 5 U.S. children have had a flu-like illness, at least earlier in the month of October, but most of those, again, were the swine flu. In this new CDC health survey, it shows that. So that's about 7% of the adults who were surveyed said they also had a flu-like symptom. Now, where do these numbers come from? 14,000 adults. That's the survey that was done in the first 11 days of October, and they were asked about it, about any kind of symptoms, and asked about their children, and so that's how they arrive at these numbers. What's been interesting is to see some of the reaction, whether people are asking more questions than they should of Kathleen Sebelius, since she's heading up, you know, Health and Human Services, or whether it's somebody on the Hill like Senator Susan Collins who says, hey, look, people are worried. First of all, we're talking about shortages or not having the doses here yet, but people are also, some of them, worried about what's in the vaccine. And then there's the other side of it. You have people lining up to get it for free, so much so in some areas it looks like a rock concert where they're camping outside. So we're going to let you hear some of those people, also Kathleen Sebelius, and, of course, as well, the senator with her concerns, or her constituents, of course, saying that they're concerned about what's in the vaccine.
We got here around 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's a premature baby. I want him to get it this morning. Look at the line. It's bad.
With the year advance that they had on this disease, I am amazed at the lack of response by the medical community in the United States.
There are actually 86 H1N1 lab-confirmed pediatric deaths since we began reporting this in April, and the number is equivalent to the entire flu season of past years, so we are already at that level.
They want to know if it's safe to give to their children, what kind of testing was done, and whether it contains any dangerous additives.
We have a vaccine. Go get vaccinated.
All right, so that's the end right there. Go get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. You already know my thoughts. It's a definite no to me, although I'm somebody, knock on wood, I've never had big problems with the flu. I've gotten sick before, but not a serious illness where I had to be hospitalized or whatnot. But I discovered in my off-air conversations with our own Matt Johnson that he has had horrible flu, so much that he had to spend some time in a hospital bed. Matt, the flus that you had, what were you, do you think you're just exposed, the normal thing? It was the weather and whatever, and you were around a bunch of buddies or whatever, and you started to get these symptoms, and then it became worse. What happened in your case?
Yeah, it was two times that I had the flu pretty bad. It was back in when I was in high school, so it was a number of years ago. But ever since then, I've been getting a flu shot regularly every year, and I've never had the flu since. And it was because I had the flu so bad that I did get the flu shot, because having to go to the hospital because of the flu is probably the worst time ever. It's absolutely terrible, especially if you have to wait in the waiting room of the ER and all that. It's quite possibly one of the most horrifying experiences I've had. So I, ever since then, I've been on board with getting the flu shot, but it's just the regular one I get. I'm not getting the swine flu one. I'm just going to get the normal flu shot.
All right, so Matt, who's had a scare, obviously, with the flu, would get the regular flu shot, but not the one for swine flu. So that's both of us here in the ATN crew. We both say, no, we won't get that vaccine. How about you? 800-259-5791. Sam is listening to us across the border. Slam and Sammy, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Would you get, I think I've asked you this before, but now we're starting to see more numbers trickle in, even in Canada.
Right.
Would you get the H1N1 vaccine?
Well, so far I've had, you know, like stomach viruses and stuff like that, but I've never had the flu. I probably would, you know, better than, err on the side of caution than anything else in my case.
So you're not afraid of the vaccine not being tested very for a long time and really go through strict regs and
well,
kind of,
I mean, the provincial government here in Quebec, they said, hey, go ahead, you know, it's time to get your shots.
Mm.
Oh,
be
yeah.
Careful,
and,
Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the new minister and the new ambassador of the United States from Canada, a guy named Gary Doerr, said this, and I think it's apropos. Right now, all the Americans give a damn about is the H1N1 flu, the war in Afghanistan, and the Buy America plan is on the back burner.
And which is true. Good for him for saying that. And I'm sure the president doesn't like quotes like that about Afghanistan. Not so much about the Buy America, but
right.
The Afghanistan deal would make him a little hot under the collar. But
true.
But absolutely, from the perspective of the Canadians, I can see why they would think that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. This when I saw that, I went like. Now I have to say Mr. Ambassador because, you know, I'm so used to saying Mr. Premier because that's what you call a person here when he's a premier of a province. It's like, okay, you just, you know, when I thought about it, did he either A, open up a can of worms, B, put his foot in it, or C, actually say the honest truth? I think it's probably a little bit of, you know, C, of saying it's the honest truth, but at the same time, stay out of, you know, find, you're an ambassador of a country, stay out of their politics. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Bravo. Excellent.
Thank you.
Sammy, thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right. So, you know, we're talking about the H1N1 or swine flu, as I like to call it, because I refuse to have to be given a more politically correct name. I mean, let's face it, that's why they renamed it. So now besides dealing, and this is the normal thing that happens, but besides dealing with the would you get the shot, wouldn't get the shot, there's not enough doses, what about the kids, what about the people falling ill, what about the pregnant women, all that sort of stuff, you have this other thing that's happening, and it's called scams. So your government is warning you that there are about 140 products out there that are just complete scams. So watch out for certain supplements or whatever, or even shampoos and face masks. I don't know who's falling for the wear this face mask and you will not get the swine flu. I mean, I understand about wearing a face mask, you don't want to get germs or whatever, but if you really think that because you wear that you're not going to get germs, forget about it. Then you're easy prey. And they're all over the internet, right? So the vaccine, of course, is delayed. And Tamiflu is sort of being rationed, I guess, right? So people that are worried and panicked and think this is going to be like a SARS scare are buying or snapping up a lot of this stuff that has these wild claims that if you do this, if you take this, you're going to be immune to this. In fact, the feds have sent warning letters to lots of people about the products, including Dr. Andrew Weil. I mean, does everybody know him? Go into an Origins store, and he's got a bunch of products there, and he's well known for alternative medicine, okay? So Weil has this immune support formula. So Consumer Reports, they're on board, too, and warning, do not do this. Do not. Too bad they don't have a warning about do not even think of lining up for the vaccine in the first place. And then there's another problem, the fake Tamiflu. Sites that say they can sell Tamiflu without a prescription, and the FDA finally did something right? They bought and tested five of the products. One had powdered talc and generic Tylenol, no Tamiflu. And then some others had some Tamiflu but weren't approved in the U.S. and just had a tiny amount of it. So there is definitely a lot of contaminated, counterfeit, and impure kinds of ingredients. So for goodness sakes, if you are one of the people listening and we ask the question, will you, won't you get the shot, and you can't and you panic, don't fall for whatever the scams are that are happening on some of these rogue websites. You know, certainly you can wash your hands and do all that other sort of stuff for what that might do, but don't go buying a bunch of other things thinking it's going to kill off all that bacteria. Coming up on the flip side, if you could bring back one television series from the past, what would it be? We're talking about it next.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. D-I-G-A-net.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Just for fun, I thought I'd throw this in because, do you believe it? Dallas Stars Linda Gray and Larry Hagman have confirmed, yep, they've been approached to actually be Sue Ellen and J.R. Ewing all over again, those characters, for a remake of the 1980s nighttime soap opera that shattered all records. Some of them still pretty much hold. The last episode of Who Shot J.R., one of the top 10 of all time as far as viewership, people tuning in. TV executives at Warner Brothers are considering doing this, bringing back Dallas, and they meaning a show, and focusing on the couple's son, John Ross, and the cousin, Christopher, who was the kid who was adopted. He was the adoptive son of J.R.'s brother, Bobby, and sister-in-law, of course, Pamela, right? So there isn't a script that either one of them have seen yet, but they are definitely seriously talking about it. How about that? So it made me think, America, if you could see any series come back, is first of all, is there any series worth coming back? But if you could see any series come back, what would it be? Now, there are some that have tried to do that, like the 90210 and... It's not that it hasn't been done before, certainly, but on the grand scale, in the grand scheme of things, what would be fun to see come back? Like maybe the Partridge Family? Can you imagine? Danny Bonaducci, he's so loose-tongued, they'd have to bleep him every other word, or he'd have to agree not to swear. And then David Cassidy, Shirley Jones, and what was the girl's name, Susan Day? That would be one because that was from the 70s. A lot of people unfamiliar with it, or some people, little kids, when it was out. Now you would have, I guess, some other twist on the Partridge Family, but it might be outdated because of the musical thing. I thought about this one. How about One Day at a Time? You have a skinny Valerie Bertinelli, and you have Mackenzie Phillips, who is all over the place talking about the incestuous relationship she had with her father. So both of them have had a lot of buzz around them lately. I tell you, if they did a reunion show for One Day at a Time, people, I believe, would watch that. You may have a different take. If you want to throw in your two on this silly nonsense, or the H1N1, will you roll up the sleeve and get the shot now that we have all this abundance of information out there? What will you choose to do? Matt and I have both said we will not do it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Matt, if you could see a show come back, what would your show be? Saved by the Bell?
I don't know about that. It would be kind of fun to see that again, though. I watched that a bunch when I was a kid. You know, it might not be a bad one, though, is Dukes of Hazzard or Chips. I like
you
both
know
those
what?
Shows.
I think Chips would get some interest, and I think Dukes of Hazzard, if it was done right.
Right.
They had a big following, and I think even for a special, they would get people watching.
See, because I know they tried doing Knight Rider, and you'd think that would flourish, but that just completely bombed. It was only on air for like a season, I think.
Yeah, so it didn't work out too well.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other shows. Like, I'm trying to think of the old 70s
Baywatch.
And 80s.
Baywatch, a new version of
there
Baywatch.
You go. That would always work.
Because you've got babes and bathing suits. There's
right.
Your TNA factor, and let's face it, that's big. You go back to the Charlie's Angels days, and usually, and especially if it was done right. And then if you did Baywatch, it's always intriguing with David Hasselhoff,
yep.
Actually, because of the crazy things that have happened in his personal life. And I think now, especially so many the younger people, because of the celebrity gossip nonsense and TMZ, if somebody gets a lot of that buzz, whether it's negative or positive, doesn't even matter, I think that you would have people curious and they would tune in.
You think that they could prime away from America's Got Talent?
I think he would do it in a heartbeat. You
of course
give him,
he would.
You give him the check, he would do it, and he'd probably do both
especially
shows.
Especially the chance to sing the theme song again. Be all over that.
And you know what's so sad for people listening? David Hasselhoff is so huge still in Europe. I mean, he's huge, like
Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah.
He's giant. He can't go anywhere without people just mobbing him like he's a member of U2.
Yeah, I do not understand fascination with David Hasselhoff.
Uh-oh. I don't get it either. It makes completely no sense to me. All right, if you have an idea of what you'd like to see come back again, Gunsmoke. My grandfather, when I was a kid, used to watch Gunsmoke, and I don't remember much about it. Miss Kitty, Matt Dillon, because I think you can see some of the reruns on TV Land or whatever. But Gunsmoke with the right characters, maybe that would do well. 800-259-5791. We have to have some fun here as we head into the weekend. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to hit the mailbox because a lot of you are ringing the bell lately. A lot of you are sending me emails. And speaking of emails, just so you know this, because I always get probably at least 10 or so. When we do Nail the Score in the third hour of ATN, you definitely can shoot me an email with the team you think is going to win and what you think the score is going to be, but you just have to do it within that hour time period. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to everybody who has to stay up, get up, drive home, do whatever they're doing, and call us in that third hour. So it has to be within that hour, and if you do that, then you're fine. And lots of you, like Dave in Vermont, like Bill, who's listening to us in Austin, lots of you have done that, so it's not a problem. And we got you locked and loaded, as I like to say, but you just have to do it in that 1 hour time period. So without further ado, let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, thank you. We just keep him on staff. We pay this guy way too much money just to say that one phrase. So let's make him say it again.
You have mail, mistress.
Paid hourly. Gets paid more than Matt and I. It's so much better to be an announcer than anything else in radio. Unless you're Rush Limbaugh, then it's or Dr. Laura, it's a different story then. All right, our pal Tomas writes a lot of emails, and here's one that I got from. He said, if financial firms had only set aside the bonus money they paid themselves each year over the last 10 years, approximately $1 trillion in all, the taxpayers of this country wouldn't have had to bail the banks out from their own financial malfeasance now. All right, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that's a pretty interesting view, and he's absolutely right. But they're not thinking like that, Tomas. Again, to get the handout when you needed it, when it looked like everything was sliding into the abyss, then it was a much easier thing to do instead of thinking ahead. Why would you want to think ahead? All right, here's an interesting one from Big James, and Big James says, Kate, I can't wait for Nail the Score this week. Purposely, I am setting my alarm clock, so I hope to call in. If I don't, I will send you my sleepy guess via the email. Wonder what the game will be. Will it be the Vikings? Will it be your Eagles? Or will it be the Dallas Cowboys and the Falcons? I have no say in it. It's all up to the computer. All right, here's one from Gloria Holbert. Hey, Gloria. Kate, my husband and I listen to GCN night and day. And your show, I think they meant the Genesis Communication. I think they meant, yeah, GCN, night and day. And your show is just one of the many. And I was totally surprised by your comments about not knowing why the Obama administration is not happy with the Fox News channel. I don't think I said that. I said they're idiots for being concerned with the Fox channel. Why would they care? It makes no sense to me. And she says Fox News is totally a fraudulent news channel. Fox News is false news. Fox News is all about entertaining the dumb down people in America. Fox News is controlled by a handful of persons who pull all the global strings. Fox News speaks freely, yes, when they tell the truth, but not the whole truth, and the amount of news they do report is censored. Check out Fox News/False News DVD at your local library. Unfortunately, the people you are trying to reach are the same ones who believe everything they hear on Fox News, False News. Hannity, Combs, and O'Reilly and the rest of the crew are being paid to shout disinformation from the boob tube, and it's working. People are becoming more dumbed down listening to Fox News because the people who watch Fox News are mostly interested in being entertained, and Fox News does entertain very well. What a great ploy. The Pied Piper is leading the masses. Well, here's what you got to remember, Gloria. In all aspects, how the media works, it's about the cha-ching factor. There's no question about it. And whether it's Fox or CBS or NBC, the executives, the guys in charge, the guys pulling the strings, they only care about the money. And because Fox has the most viewers, certainly they are raking in the most do-re-mi. And yes, certainly there is a point of view from many of the people on Fox, just like CNN or MSNBC or any of the other cable networks out there. The real question is, what's the difference between news and talk? What's the difference between reporting the news balance-wise and being objective and having an opinion? That's my two cents.
See, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time!